Go ahead, guys. I'll get there.
You're rolling?
I'll get there. Thank you, though.
So you guys continue to play well, even though you get that overtime loss. You got to be happy with the progress you've seen over the last several weeks.
Well, I thought we played pretty well at Penn State over the course of the weekend. We knew going in they'd only had one loss on the season at home. They played well there. They're a good hockey team. Obviously disappointing to claw back to tie it and then ultimately lose in overtime. But if you look at the big picture and get out of there with our split, and now we have four of the final six at home, and you know, hopefully we can, you know, close out the season in a positive manner.
You touched on how things are kind of under your guys' control to finish out. How much do you guys talk about that throughout the week?
Well, not a lot. I mean, to be honest, I mean, you're just trying to work and get better at practice, you know, Monday through Wednesday, and then play your games. And, you know, it's all about you got to win games. Just everybody's in a tight race. Right now there's four teams that can win the league, and that's great. It's going to put some pressure on the teams to perform. Obviously, you know, the big picture for the end of the year, winning becomes extremely important right now because there's a lot of teams clustered together. But the nice thing is that, you know, we don't have to look around and say, boy, if teams A, B, and C win, that'll really help us. We just have to continue to try to win games.
And the senior class continues to carry the load. You have Warning and Isaacson back in the mix. How important has that been to this run you guys have?
Well, I mean, it's their time of the year. I mean, time's running out in their careers, and they're the ones that have to step up and step forward. They've been through it. They're the most experienced players. The positions that they're in with the team this year, I mean, our forwards are on the power play. They're killing penalties. They play 4-on-4. So they're all playing a very integral role. And that group, more than anybody else on our team, will determine, you know, how this season ends up.
Short week, less of a problem this late in the season.
Yeah, I think the guys, I mean, we got home Saturday night, so that was nice. And so they had their Sunday off. We didn't go that long yesterday. We had a couple guys take a maintenance day with a couple bumps, and so now we'll have, you know, the guys available today.
Tough breaks in Penn State with penalty killing, especially breaking a couple of sticks. You going to go to wooden sticks for PK?
Well, I don't know if anybody makes them anymore, but that's something that, you know, was frustrating to see that happen, you know, two different times that guys broke their stick, so it becomes almost a 5-on-3, and we couldn't clear a puck after that. We never really got it back, but, you know, those things are going to happen. But, you know, back when I played, you didn't have to worry about that.
With Michigan State coming in very defensive, they've only given up 10 goals in their last 8 games. They did get 8 on them last time out there. What's different about them?
Well, number one, their goaltender's really good. I mean, Hildebrand's had a great career, and he's having another outstanding season. I like their decor. They're a tremendous shot-blocking team. I think their forwards skate well, and they're going to make sure that they don't give you outnumbered rushes. If you look at their penalty kills, been really good. Other than the one weekend we were there, and they haven't given up more than, I think, 7 or 8 power play goals on the season. Again, part of that is goaltending and shot-blocking ability and good structure to their game. So we know goals are going to be at a premium. And we were able to win and tie out there, but we were able to do that with specialty teams. We didn't score a lot 5-on-5, so, you know, find a way to score some goals this weekend, but, you know, we got to make sure we defend well because those goals are going to become critical.